Next week, the Rockford Art Museum hosts a special event called Art in Bloom. It features interpretations of works from the museum's collection constructed from flowers and other organic material. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
When the Rockford Art Museum decided to start Art in Bloom a couple of years ago, David Boccinoni was excited by the opportunity to serve as its chair. He sees the event as a way to make the community aware of the amazing artworks in the museum's own collection by recreating them through floral designs.
Quite frankly, it was a way to find groups who had never maybe set foot in the door and give them the way to look at art differently so that it's more accessible.
Boccinoni says the three-day event, which also includes lectures, workshops, and demonstrations, also serves to show off local designers' talents, which he says are amazing. He remembers looking at a creation by event floral owner Erin Stoffregan and her team at last year's event.
And I would go up to the painting, and it might have been a painting I would have never looked at on my own, but by looking through the flowers at how she interpreted the painting, it was great.
Stoffregan says the event is a real opportunity for designers like her, who mostly do commercial work.
We, as artists and designers, have always viewed floral as our means of interpretation or our means of creativity. But with a retail order or an event order, we are following or in the parameters that a client has put together.
Stoffregan says, by contrast, beyond the specific artwork assigned to them, designers for Art in Bloom have the freedom to create whatever they choose.
What's so interesting to me is it's a layering effect. You start with a piece of artwork and now you're bringing one more interpretive viewpoint, kind of reiterating certain viewpoints that they've already put together through the art and adding your own flair, your own touch to it.
And according to Boccinoni, there are many viewpoints. The lineup includes floral designers such as Stoffregan, but also designers from partner organizations like Clem Arboretum, Anderson Japanese Gardens, and Nicholas Conservatory, each bringing their own touch to the event.
In some cases, Nicholas Conservatory was actually using materials right from the conservatory to interpret the painting that they were assigned.
And if that doesn't seem so unusual, how about some new participants this year, three restaurants that Boccinoni says were given special instructions?
They've been asked to interpret using food-based organic material, so it might be fruits, vegetables, grains, using materials that we see every day in our daily life, but to see it used to interpret art, I think it's going to be fun to see.
Boccinoni says one of the great things about this year's Art in Bloom is that the collaboration between the museum and other organizations doesn't end with their floral designs. Anderson, Clem, and Nicholas also are offering complimentary programming.
We've coordinated and tried to give people the chance to design their own day and go from place to place and have a tied-together theme of art and flowers and bloom.
Boccinoni thinks it's a fantastic idea and one to build on for the future. Stoffregan says that besides the chance to show the public what she and her colleagues can do, Art in Bloom also can be part of the growing process for the participants.
They may see something we didn't in a piece of artwork that we put together, and that allows us to even think further about what we've designed.
While the event is meant to be fun and enjoyable, Boccinoni says, it starts from something deeper, something tied to the museum's mission to enrich people's lives, something he, a financial advisor by trade and self-professed numbers guy, feels personally when he comes face to face with art.
That creativity flows through in some way. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it taps a part of my brain that I think helps me in the rest of my life.
He says if more people could have that experience, it would make the community stronger. Art in Bloom, he says, is a way to do it, with flowers. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.
David Boccinoni is an underwriter for WNIJ.